This is Akashvani and the news read by Aditi Lumba. The 19 G20 summit comes to an end with President Lula da Silva handing over the presidency to President Cyril Ramaphosa with the hope to evaluate the work and hold responsibility of doing better and continue building a just and sustainable world. In his closing address for the G20 Leaders Summit, President Lula talked about various initiatives taken under Brazil's presidency. The launching of Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty and starting an unprecedented debate on taxing, also bringing climate change on the agenda of finance ministries and central banks and approving the first multilateral document on the bioeconomy. Issuing a call to action for reforms that make global governance more effective and representative and engaging in a dialogue with society through the G20 social. Launching a roadmap to make multilateral development banks effective and giving African countries a voice in the debate on debt, the establishing of the Women's Empowerment Working Group and proposing an 18 Sustainable Development Goal to promote racial equality. The continuing commitment to tripling global renewable energy capacity by 2030. Today, Brazil completes the penultimate stage of a 4-year sequence in which the G20 leadership fell to developing countries. Indonesia, India, Brazil, and now South Africa bring to the table perspectives that interest the vast majority of the world's population. All preparations are in place for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand tomorrow. In Jharkhand, voting will be held for the second and the final phase for 38 constituencies in 12 districts. Polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 5 p.m., barring some sensitive polling stations where voting will conclude at 4 p.m. 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats are being held in a single phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. A total of 4,136 candidates are in the fray, including 2,086 independent contenders. By-elections will also be held tomorrow for parliamentary constituencies of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over 4 states, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Uttarakhand. Counting of votes for all the states will be taken up on Saturday. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has commended the Indian Air Force for its dedication and professionalism in safeguarding the nation's sovereignty. Speaking at the Indian Air Force's biannual Commanders Conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh expressed confidence in the Air Force's ability to adapt to evolving changes. He exhorted commanders and senior officials of the Ministry of Defence to look at means to make the process of capability and capacity building more efficient and effective in keeping with the national aims and aspirations. The 3-day Indian Air Force's Commanders Conference began yesterday in New Delhi. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is set to begin in Goa tomorrow. The grand event will continue till 28th of this month. Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant today visited the Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Stadium to oversee the preparations. Speaking to Akashvani News, Mr. Sawant said, all preparations have been completed and the inaugural ceremony will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. Talking to Akashvani News, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said, many new things have been added to this year's IFFI and it is dedicated to young filmmakers. He said 100 young talents will show creativity in creative minds of tomorrow's platform. The Delhi government has urged the centre to grant permission for the cloud seeding to induce artificial rain in the national capital to combat the severe air pollution crisis. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai has written to the Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav requesting an emergency meeting on air pollution. In hockey, defending champions India continued their unbeaten run, defeating Japan by 2-0 to enter the final of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar today. The women in blue will now face China in the title clash tomorrow at 4:45 p.m. at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.